Hello.
What's up, Jeff Hill?
Yeah, that's me.
Jeff Stewart, I've been calling you back.
Oh, hi, sir. Thanks for calling me back. The reason I was calling you is because I was reading on the internet that you saw the plane that hit the Pentagon on 9/11.
Yeah.
Did you? Like, I was just wondering if you would be able to tell me, like, whereabouts you saw it.
I was standing at the Washington Monument.
Okay. Like, when you were at the Washington Monument, did you saw the fireball come from the Pentagon and everything?
Well, I saw the plane, or a plane, and if you just look around the sky, you see planes all the time, so divert my attention to something else, and then it was only a mere few seconds later, if you will, that I saw the smoke plume, if you will, coming from the Pentagon, because you can't see the Pentagon directly from the Washington Monument.
Right, right, but what I really wanted to know was, like, you had, like, I don't know what the word is for it, like a big view of like the airspace around the Pentagon and everything.
Oh yeah.
When
you're standing on a monument, you can see right over the top of it.
Right, right. So, did you see any plane flying over the Pentagon at the time of the explosion?
No.
Well, the reason I asked this is gonna kind of sound stupid, okay? There's these guys going around on the internet, and I've been fighting with them, and they say that a plane never hit the Pentagon and that it flew over the Pentagon, and people were deceived into thinking they saw a plane hit the Pentagon. And so I figured, well, if that was true, which I don't believe, because I've talked to a lot of people that saw the plane hit, but if anybody would have saw a plane fly past the Pentagon at the time, it would have been you, I would imagine.
Yeah, I didn't see any other planes. And, you know, when something like that happens, you never can anticipate what's going to happen next. So you see a plane, you're at the monument, looking at the monument, your attention is focused somewhere else, and then in a matter of seconds later, you see a smoke plume, and then the world shuts down. So what could it be? Did I actually see it hit? No, because you can't, not from that vantage point.
Right, right, yeah, I understand that.
What else could it have been? Okay, the plane disappeared in midair, because I didn't see any plane after that. You would expect maybe I could have seen the same plane like a mile or two away, you know, as it was flying away. So I didn't see any plane after that. And then what would have created such a big explosion cloud, you know, on the horizon?
Right, 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 yeah, like exactly, like you didn't see the plane hit. But I mean, I think I've talked to, 12, 15 people that saw it with their own eyes.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to be one of them.
No, but I mean, it's just like all these conspiracy theories on the internet, and it's just, you know, you wouldn't believe some of the, there are people that actually believe these guys that say that the plane never hit and it was a flyover.
They're all idiots.
But, yeah, that's why I was hoping, like, I'd get a hold of you, because I was reading an article where you said you were at the Washington Monument, and I figured, okay, well, if the plane flew over and didn't hit, you would have saw that, so.
Yeah, and I saw the article, and it's been posted out there and all that, and like any report that you review, I looked at a report and said, well, that's not quite exactly right, because I think it could imply that I saw it hit.
Mm-hmm.
The report itself. But what are you going to do with reporters?
Well, yeah, they do tend to not get some things right.
Yeah. Yeah, so, I there it is. Did I see it? No. But interestingly, I was up there for a U.S. port security conference.
Mm-hmm.
On just that very thing. How do we secure our U.S. ports when we have people coming and going out all the time? And then who's in charge of, let's say, the Port of Jacksonville, Port of Savannah, wherever, New Jersey? Who's in charge of those ports? Is it the Coast Guard, or is it the Port Authority, or is it the local cops, or is it the military when they're on the post or on that port conducting a classified mission? Who's in charge?
I don't know, what is it you do as are you involved with the government or something? Or?
Well, I used to be. I retired last year as a colonel.
Oh, so I could just imagine people would say that you're part of the 9/11 conspiracy because you're in the military.
Or yeah.
You were in the military.
Yep.
But,
great stuff. Anyway, that's the deal.
So, yeah, you never seen any plane flying away in the airspace of the Pentagon at the time of the explosion or anything?
Flying away, no.
Did you happen to see that C-130 a few minutes later? Did you notice? I don't know if you would have been able to see it or something.
A few minutes later, what happened was, I don't know where they are, but I swear to God, cops live under rocks.
Mm-hmm.
Because within a matter of 2 minutes, 120 seconds, the entire mall where the Pentagon is, I'm sorry, where the Washington Monument, the White House, was swarming with cops, and they were forcing everybody underground into the subways.
Oh, yeah?
So there was no real way to scan the sky, look around, and look for anything else.
Like minutes later, but I mean, at the time of the explosion, there was no plane flying past the Pentagon or nothing.
I didn't see anything, no.
No. And you would have saw it, obviously. You were looking at the Pentagon, right?
Yep.
All right, well, thanks for your time, sir. I'm sorry. I hope I didn't bother you too much there, but
no problem.
You helped me out quite a bit.
All right, then.
Okay, take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.